Maseches Kilayim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin, 6-7. This Mishnah is actually extremely obscure, and virtually every Mefarsh gives a different explanation. I will explain the Bartanura best as I understand him. The case, according to Bartanura, let's ignore the words. The case is one has a wall, and one drapes vines over the wall, and the wall is more than 10 tefachim high, so it has the potential of being an aris, but it's not a proper bona fide aris because it lacks the five vines in a row down below. The setup is you have, let's say, a big square wall, and on the southern edge you have two vines draping over the corner of the wall, and on, let's say, the western side you have three vines that are draping over the wall. So you have a total of five vines draping over this wall. It's like a quasi-aris, but not enough to be a bona fide aris in full, getting a work area of four amos all around. Instead, basically, it's just the area around the vines are going to get their work area of six tefachim. And then the Mishnah will say, but planting beyond the six tefachim around the vines up against the wall is going to be permitted. So the Mishnah says, aris, if one has, this says aris, notwithstanding how I explained it, one has hanging vines, shehu yotze min hakosel, that it comes out from the wall, metoch hakeren, from the corner, vikale, and then it ends. So the vikale means, and the vines that are draped over the corner of this wall come to an end. They just stay in the one corner. That's in my example, the southwest corner of the wall. So the question is, how far up against the wall is forbidden to plant? The answer is, nos no avodaso, just give the vines its work area. The vines just get six tefachim, so distance yourself six tefachim from the vines out on the ground, and then v'zorea asamosar, you can plant the rest. I mean, you can plant up against the wall, even though the rest of the wall you might have thought was like an apophioros, like a lattice work that would have some restrictions because you have vines on the wall. But remember, you're not planting beneath the wall; you're planting beside the wall. So the Mishnah is saying you just need to give six tefachim distance from the trunks of the trees that are at the bottom, that are draped over the wall. And as long as you're planting beyond six tefachim, you can plant up against the wall, and that's not a problem. Even if, according to the Tanna Kamma, the wall is quite small, meaning even less than four amos of wall, that's okay. Just give it, since you don't have the bona fide aris structure of five vines in a row draped over a wall, 10 tefachim high, there's no aris here, it's just five individual vines, and planting beyond the six tefach work area of the vines is no problem. To that, there's a disagreement, and Rabbi Yossi, who you'll recall back from Mishnah Dalet, said that you can't, if you have a single vine that's inside a hole, a neka, for example, he said you can't plant anywhere inside the entire hole, even if you're more than six tefachim away from the vine, if that hole is less than four amos across. The reason why is because, since it's a little hole, it seems like a very confined space, kind of like analogous to that mechol hakerem, the walled-in vineyard. Since, like, psychologically, it seems like a small space, it feels not right, so to speak, to be planting, or it looks like you planted kilayim, if you plant grains or greens near the vines, even though they are a distance of more than six tefachim. So Rabbi Yossi holds that. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im ein sham arba amos, if you haven't got four amos of wall, so then the whole wall is just too confined a space, so to speak, analogous to the neka, the hole in the ground, and therefore, lo yavi zera l'sham, you can't plant anywhere against the wall, even at a distance of more than six tefachim, because it still feels like you planted grains and greens around the wall that's got some vines right over and just seems too close for comfort, so to speak. A halacha, however, follows the Tanna Kamma, that if you don't have five vines in a row, they're draped over a wall, just keep your six tefachim distance work area from the individual vines, and you can plant the rest up against the wall, no problem. That's the pshat of the Bar Tanura, and you can look at the various of the Mefarshim for different explanations and different pictures of how this setup looks.